Today, the Church celebrates Monday of the third week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" The passages surrounding today's gospel show us the mixed reactions to Jesus' activities in Capernaum. There were huge crowds gathering around him on the seashore. His family believed that he was going mad and wanted to stop him. In today's passage, the official religious authorities, the scribes from Jerusalem, attributed his actions to evil sources, an attitude that would eventually lead to his death. Jesus pointed to the inconsistency of their opinion, that he was practicing two conflicting plans at the same time. He accused them of an unforgivable sin, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, since he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they accused him of having an unclean or demonic spirit. Indeed, it was the Holy Spirit that directed Jesus' words and actions throughout his life and ministry here on earth. That same Spirit fills us, and, like Jesus, when we follow the Holy Spirit, we may find ourselves at odds with our world and even those closest to us. Let us pray that in our quest to follow God's will, we may be most influenced by the promptings of God's Spirit dwelling in our hearts, minds, and souls.